Adult Authors. I'm Joanne Morrell, children's and young adult fiction writer and author of Short Nonfiction for Authors. Thanks for joining me for the Hybrid Author Podcast, sharing interviews from industry professionals to help you forge a career as a hybrid author, both independently and traditionally publishing your books. You can get the show notes for each episode and sign up for your free author pass over at the Hybrid Author website to discover your writing process, get tips on how to publish productively, and get comfortable promoting your books at www.hybridauthor.com.au. Let's crack on with the episode. Hello, authors. I hope you're all keeping well in whatever part of the world you reside and listen to the podcast in. Today's interview is a lonersode from me, and I'm chatting hybrid social media strategies. And this includes content strategy, which is organic growth, paid promotion, which is boosting reach, community and collaboration, email and off-platform engagement, and much more. So there will be no author adventure update this week. Just on with the episode after our sponsor. Thorn Creative, where beautiful websites for authors are brought to life. No matter what stage you're at with your writing, your stories deserve a dedicated space to shine. Whether you're just starting out or have a bookshelf full of bestsellers, your website is the hub of your author business, binding everything you and your books offer together. Thorn Creative can nurture all aspects of redesigning your old site or start afresh from the initial design. They can provide ongoing hosting and maintenance to marketing your books online, saving you time, money, and stress trying to wrangle your site yourself. An author website built by Thorn Creative can easily direct readers to your favorite retailers, your publisher, or simply set you up to sell to them direct. The options are endless. Thorn Creative have worked with many authors across all genres and know what goes into good, functional working author websites to sell books. Head on over to thorncreative.com.au/websites for authors to read author and publisher testimonials and to see what they offer and some of the sites they've created. Hybrid social media strategies. As always, let's define what these terms are so we're all on the same page going forward. These definitions have been taken from online, from the Oxford Languages. So hybrid is a thing made by combining two different elements of mixed character composed of different elements, or bred as hybrid from different species or varieties. Social media is a computer-based technology that facilitates the sharing of ideas, thoughts, and information through virtual network and communities. And strategies, a plan of action designed to achieve a long-term or overall aim. So that's hybrid social media strategies. So what makes social media strategies hybrid, and why is it important to adopt this approach? So as I mentioned in the definitions, a hybrid social media strategy blends multiple methods, platforms, and content types to create a flexible and resilient online presence. This approach recognizes that there's no one-size-fits-all formula and leverages a mix of different posts. You know, so it's a bit like writing and publishing industry. Not one writer's author adventure is the same. No one's published work is the same. There can be similarities, and similarities is good for people who love genre and want a particular feeling or a way of events to occur, to feel a similar way after watching or consuming something, something that is like something else. You know, I've been watching Netflix recently, and well, I actually went through a stage of a true crime stage, and I was watching a few series on Stan. They deal with quite full-on themes, rape and suicide, and while these series were incredible, I can only consume that kind of content for a little while. And then I've got to come back to my romance and my lighthearted comedies. And, you know, I consume a lot of different genres. If you watch something, it's like reviews and recommendations. So I'm watching a film. I like this particular film. There's going to be more recommendations that's shown to me. If you like this, then you watch this, and vice versa. So then I would expect to watch the next thing in that lineup and feel similar to what I had watched before. So if it's a love story, and I'm expecting a love story and I want to feel whimsical or romantic or warm and fuzzy. So what makes social media strategies hybrid? Platform diversity, using multiple platforms. So not just Facebook, but using Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, Twitter, YouTube, lots of different platforms because they're tailored to different audiences and content formats. Content variety, mixing content types. So share videos, reels, lives, stories, static posts, graphics, quotes, carousels, written content, blogs, long captions, newsletters, audio, podcasts, clips, voiceovers, paid and organic, combining organic growth, you know, hashtags, engagement, storytelling with paid ads, boosted posts, targeted campaigns for reach and conversation, inbound and outbound tactics. Inbound is sharing valuable content to attract followers, education, inspiration, entertainment. Outbound is actively networking, direct messages, comments, collaborations, influencer outreach. So you're actually directly contacting other people. Manual and automated systems using tools, social media manager tools that schedule things. As author, we can struggle to, and I'm definitely guilty of this, you know, there's so much, I mean, in life, in our work, and sometimes you can feel a bit overwhelmed. And for some people, even just going onto one social media platform is difficult. But that's where using tools is effective, especially in the age we're in. Social media scheduler platforms, create your content, and then this shares it across different platforms for free. You know, there is, I use Buffer, and which is Buffer, and their free platform allows three social media platforms. So I could create one post and then schedule it across Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And so that's doing it for me, and it's saving me time. Utilize tools to be effective. You know, there's AI copy assistants. Use AI to help you get ahead with this sort of targeting, alongside real-time engagement and to streamline posting without losing authenticity. Personal branding and business objectives. Balancing the human side of the brand, your voice, values behind the scenes with measurable marketing goals, sales, traffic, and sign up. So why is adopting a hybrid approach important? Adaptability. Trends shift fast. A hybrid strategy allows you to pivot quickly and meet your audience where they are. Broader reach, different platforms and format appeal to different demographics. You know, Facebook is a sort of older crowd. Instagram is probably your mid-30s to 40s. TikTok is more younger crowd. LinkedIn is a mix of, well, professionals from 20 up to 60 years. So it's a variety. The content is different. The feel is different across a lot of platforms. But, you know, you can share your content and see who it resonates with. So a different platform formats appeal to different demographics. A hybrid mix helps you connect with a wider audience. Stronger engagement. Varied content keeps your audience interested, engaged, and coming back. More conversation opportunities. Some followers will convert via organic storytelling, others through targeted ads. A hybrid method covers both. So you're not just putting your eggs all in one basket, so to speak. You are doing mixing it up. You're doing a range of things. It's like a splat attack. Resilience against algorithm changes. Relying on a single strategy or platform makes you vulnerable. Diversification protects your visibility and reach. So people could build up their one social media platform. And there's honestly not saying there's nothing wrong with that. Is absolutely your call. But this is the Hybrid Author Podcast, so we promote hybrid. And that's what I'm discussing today. But, you know, you could build up, say, your Instagram page or whatever, and that could, say, Instagram gets shut down overnight. Then you have nowhere else to turn to. Better insights. A hybrid approach gives richer data about what works where, when, and for whom, letting you refine strategy continually. So the nuts and bolts of a hybrid social media strategy are flexible, multi-layered, and audience aware. It matters because it builds reach, resilience, and results, especially in fast-changing digital landscapes. So to elaborate further, some hybrid social media strategies for authors are blending organic growth with paid promotions, collaborations, and off-platform engagement. So it's doing all of the above. So first up, content strategy, which is organic growth. And these can come naturally and you should just post them as they come. You can be strategic, but for me, I find when I'm naturally working or going about my usual routine that I feel all feeds back into my author adventure, such as walking around the lake, which clears my head and I've got more ideas and story arises, or moving my workspace around, aka me and my laptop to the library or outside at my house or at the kitchen bench. These are all things that I just take a quick snapshot and put up on social media. These are natural organic growth posts and probably what I am best for. And I don't strategically sit down and do these things, but you can easily think about your day to day and what you could post. Because I used to think, oh, what could I post? It's the same thing. It's me at my computer every day. What's so fascinating about that? But, you know, it just gives people an insight. So storytelling posts, share behind the scenes content, your writing struggles, character inspirations, and personal anecdotes. Everybody knows the writing life isn't just, you know, plain sailing. There is struggles, and it's okay to share that. It doesn't mean you're out there whinging or whatnot, but other people probably will connect more with that than your triumphs. Engagement hooks, ask questions, run polls, or use this or that choices to encourage interaction. Twitter is a good platform for that because it's a short, I know they've made it longer, but a short form medium where you're only allowed to, you know, type so many words. I used to open Twitter and it would just be a bunch of people asking questions to answer. And sometimes you could feel compelled to answer. It's like, but then other times you open it and you're like, ask me something else. But I can see the encouragement for engagement here. And it's also making the post about the person reading it and not so much about you. You're connecting with their likes and dislikes. And sometimes asking strategic questions about buying books or reading habits can be good market research for you to consider when you're asking questions and such. Educational value, offer writing tips, book marketing insights, or industry trends to build authority. I have a podcast for this, but people really appreciate and connect with these kind of posts. Not so much for writing tips for me, but I love like life hacks and those things kind of help me most through life. Reels and TikToks, use short form videos to showcase bookish humor, writing habits or dramatic readings. Shout out Catherine Lefroy. She's a Western Australian middle grade author and screenwriter, and she does this really well. She makes little reels and videos taking the piss out of the author life. You know, things like going into a bookstore and someone like not recognizing her and her, you know, acting like she should be famous because she's put a book out when a lot of people know it's just the first step and it's a myth almost. And I think like Catherine, the key is to have fun. She looks like she's enjoying these. Don't try too hard. It's supposed to be something you enjoy or just have a laugh, and I'm certain others will find what you find funny too. I mean, I love watching reels and laughing my ass off. I go onto Facebook and watch all the videos and it's just funny stuff that I gravitate towards. And that could be just snippets from comedians just giving their two cents about what's happening to them that day. And obviously they are naturally funny, so they've got that one up. But, you know, there's another real people, really. It's called Daddy and Carly. And it's just, it's a dad and his daughter. She's probably about 10. And they're Scottish, and it's just her. She's so flamboyant, and they do sort of cooking bits, everyday life. When she does a video every time, she goes, "Hello, my lovelies." It's just so funny. There's another guy with Tourette's that tries cooking, and it's hilarious. Or other people just jumping out on other people, couples, things like that. It's definitely an area I'd love to get back at some point, but for now, I can only do the authentic, natural, behind-the-scenes stuff and the serious book business stuff. Master that first, and then I'll try and do something funny. Well, I did share a post, a still post the other day, about a spam email I got from apparently Joanne Rowling. And she said that she was the Harry Potter author and she wanted to work with me. She'd read my books, and I got a lot of response from that, like people just laughing, because it's ridiculous. Of course, it was just so bad. Carousels and threads provide in-depth insights, like a step-by-step guide on pitching or self-publishing. This is an area I've had a lot of experience in. And for those who don't know, carousels are a multi-content format used on social media platforms like Pinterest and Threads, where users can display multiple images or videos within a single post. And this encourages engagement through swiping or scrolling. Threads allows users to post threads, which are essentially chains of replies or comments, often focused on a particular topic. So carousels is a post that, as I said, contains multiple images and videos in a sequence, and you can scroll through. And I mean, purpose carousels are effective for showcasing different aspects of a product, telling a brand story, or presenting information in a more engaging way. And examples are Pinterest. Carousels might highlight various features of a product or present multiple products at once. On Threads, they can be used to share a series of photos or videos related to a specific topic or event. It says engagement carousels tend to drive higher engagement rates than single posts due to their interactive nature. So I've never used any of this stuff, but you know, if it's of interest to you, it sounds pretty decent. I've heard that Threads can be quite toxic because of, well, you know, a series of replies or comments, usually on a topic. The purpose is to allow users to engage in a conversation or discuss topics or share information in a structural manner, can share thoughts, ideas, experiences or response to others' posts, but I've heard it opens up a lot of negativity as well, which is not great. Paid promotion, boosting reach, targeted ads. You can run through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, ads targeting readers of your genre. Boosted posts, promote high engagement boost to engage increase in visibility. Amazon, BookBub ads, use paid promotion platforms to reach ideal readers. Influencer sponsorships, pay bookstagrammers, book talkers to review or promote your book. And so the benefits of paid promotion for authors, increase visibility, get your book seen by readers outside your organic followers. And paid promotion, it's not that much. If you're going to run a paid promotion over a few days, being a couple bucks, $6 a day, one day, $8, to reach targeted people, actual people interested in your work, it's not a lot. So, I mean, it also helps you stand out in a crowded genre or platforms where organic reach is limited, like Facebook and Instagram. Targeted reach your ideal reader based on demographics, interests, location, behavior, fans of similar audience authors or genres. Avoids wasting time and money on uninterested audiences, a bit like my market stall goals last year. Bunch of people coming through, not my type of people. Faster results, see immediate engagement compared to slow organic growth. Perfect for time-sensitive campaigns like book launches, pre-orders, sign-ups for newsletters or ARC teams. And boosts credibility, increased engagement on posts, likes, comments and shares. Makes you appear more established and helps build your author brand. I'm certainly seeing the benefits of paid boosting posts for some of my podcasts. I now do guests pay to come on the podcast, and as part of their paid promotion, and I do boost their content so it reaches more people. Yeah, it's really effective. Drive sales and conversions, promotes direct calls to action like buy now or download free samples or join my reader list. Drives traffic to Amazon pages or personal websites or book funnel landing pages. It supports evergreen content. You can boost reviews, blurbs or book trailers repeatedly to maintain long-term interest. Great for keeping backlist books alive and relevant. Test and learn. Use low-cost boosts to test headlines, blurbs, cover designs or hooks, and discover what resonates most with readers for future campaigns. And it's algorithm friendly. Paid engagement can help train algorithms to serve your content to similar audiences organically later. Pro tip for authors, start small, boost high performing organic posts to ensure you're amplifying what already works. Always link to clear next step, store page, newsletter sign up or freebie download. So always include like a call to action. Number three, community and collaboration. Ross promotion with authors. Swap shout outs, share each other's content or do joint promotion giveaways. Podcast appearances. Guest on author focused or genre related podcasts, aka the Hybrid Author Podcast. I am currently accepting pitches from authors and industry professionals to be a guest on my podcast. So reach out to me, Joanne, at hybridauthor.com.au. Facebook groups. Actively participate in reader or writing groups, sharing insights without spamming. And spamming refers to sending unwanted, irrelevant, repetitive, or excessive messages, usually for promotional purposes across digital platforms like email, social media forums, or comment sections. So it's more like, buy my book, book, me, stuff like that. Don't overdo that. TikTok, Instagram lives. It comes down to, at the end of the day, like, I know what annoys me and what I'd like and what I dislike in terms of when people reach out to me or there's marketing involved. And I avoid the things that I don't like. TikTok, Instagram lives, partner with authors for question and answers or book discussions, which is really cool. TikTok lives and Instagram lives, their features are that they let you broadcast real-time video to your followers, like hosting your own live TV show from your phone. There's so much cool stuff out there, honestly, and don't feel overwhelmed, but this is all just food for thought. Author takeovers, swap accounts for a day with another author in your niche. Danny V from Words and Nerds podcast, she does this very well on her podcast. She lets authors take over. She does takeover episodes, and it's really cool, fun way to elevate everyone's profile and platform at the same time. So number four, email and off-platform engagement, newsletter growth. Use social media to drive signups by offering free content, you know, novellas, bonus chapters, things like that. Reader polls and surveys, gather feedback for future content and books. Pre-order and launch strategies, tease upcoming books and offer exclusive perks for pre-orders. Kickstarter is a good place to scour what incentives creatives are offering or Etsy stores. Multi-platform repurposing, convert blog posts into infographics, use Canva to turn articles into engaging visuals, step by step. You can do this by sort of summarizing your content, you know, pull out the key takeaways or statistics or quotes or steps. You know, group them together in sections or visual blocks. You can choose templates in Canva, add your branding, your fonts, your website handles, download and share in the specific social media styles. They've got stories, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You can repost TikTok videos on Reels and YouTube Shorts, increase visibility across platforms. It's about being hybrid, not one way fits all, adapting your work across multiple platforms. Turn podcast interviews into quote graphics. Pull key insights and share them. There's heaps of caption or quote platforms around now with AI and graphic design or social media tools. Simply Google search and do your research and have a play around. So there's an abundance of hybrid social media strategies you can implement. Breathe through. This doesn't have to overwhelm you. And you can just select one idea and consider each platform and how you might turn that one idea into different content across platforms. You know, so YouTube is a video platform. Think about how you could turn a post into like a video thing. There'd be videos on YouTube how to do it as well to go further into it. But, you know, you shouldn't feel like you've got nothing to post or what. I definitely used to feel like that. I used to think, well, I'm posting too much about the one thing. And, you know, just start off small, go at your own pace and just have fun with it because it can be fun. And you are being strategic by choosing to output your social media content in a hybrid way. And see what works and what doesn't, and just go from there. So there you have it, folks. I hope that hybrid social media strategies has given you some ideas on new ways of repurposing your existing content, or creating new content, or just getting you excited in any way to produce and put out natural content of what you're already doing. Next time on the Hybrid Author Podcast, we have Brooke Scobie embarking on adventures, Yarn Quest, and the magic of children's fantasy. Brooke Scobie is a queer AUDHD First Nations mum, author, and poet that lives on Darkinyung land. Ever since she was very little, Brooke has loved books and stories, which of course makes sense since they grew up with a mum whose favourite thing was her overflowing bookcase and reading before bed. Brooke is most passionate about creating stories and worlds where weird, wonderful kids and adults of all shapes and sizes can see themselves in magical places on extraordinary adventures. She hopes that one day every child who reads her stories will know they can be a storyteller too. So that's coming up. I wish you well in your author adventure this week. That's it from me. Bye for now.
That's the end for now, authors. I hope you are further forward in your author adventure after listening, and I hope you'll listen next time. Remember to head on over to the Hybrid Author website at www.hybridauthor.com.au to get your free author pass. It's bye for now.